Absolutely, it's devastating for certainly for families. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, one finds it very difficult to imagine being in their shoes this morning after losing two young boys from the family. It's an absolute tragedy, and certainly my thoughts and prayers go out to them, and no doubt the prayers and thoughts of the entire community.
Skilled young men too in their trades, going to put on a display of their skills. Actually, that was their plan for yesterday, from a farming background as well, known as Good Country Lads.
Absolutely, the two lads was, I didn't know them personally, but I know their families, and they were bright and bubbly young lads. They were, I understand, they were members of the young farmers clubs, and they were active, and they were, as you've already said, they were in at the college, and no doubt they were coming near their final time there to move on into work and life, and it's an absolute tragedy.
The roads generally across Northern Ireland, Jim, have claimed a lot of lives recently, and we were reporting yesterday on four children being killed over the last 4 weeks. What do you think needs to be done to make the roads safer? Is there anything more that can be done?
Well, I mean, there has been a lot of things have happened in terms of improvements to roads, and indeed cars' performance is greater and more efficient and whatever. I mean, even within the last week or two, there's been new legislation passed at Stormont. Doesn't seem to be able to stop it, but there are a lot of traffic on the road. I mean, the roads are a lot busier, and the car numbers increasing and vehicle numbers increasing. There's always an element of pressure on some people on the roads and moving fast from A to B. And I don't know that there's any magic solution to reducing the numbers, other than advising said of people to be more vigilant and drive with care.
And the ads on TV where we see the grieving families, this is being played out in real homes, in real communities, week on week here.
Yes, some of those ads are really and truly, they are. They're certainly a shock to the system when one sees them, but at the end of the day, it's not until, as in this instance, it comes back home to your own door, to your own home, that you maybe see the reality as crystal clear as you can at this moment in time.
And Jim, our sympathies and our thoughts very much this morning with the Gaths and Hutchinson families, as yours obviously are as well.
Absolutely. Two brilliant lads, two great lads from a great families and from a great community, and I've no doubt the community in the Mount Norris area will put their arms around the families and support them in whatever way we can.
Yeah, great community, Mount Norris indeed. Jim, thanks for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Alderman Jim Spears from the Council of Cross in Armagh, and someone who knows that Mount Norris area very well.